Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for joining us here in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazuz. Hello. Today we want to invite you on a special journey into our history, the dawn of human history. We want to go to the story of the flood, the biblical flood, to see it in a new light that will be very relevant for our lives here today in Israel. We want to learn from the story what it means to live as one family, how it's correct to build our lives here in a manner that each of us will feel that everyone around him wants the best for him, love him, are concerned with him, and this harmony between us humans will reflect to the nature around us and will be in harmony with nature around us and enjoy all the abundance around us. We will see the story of the flood from the perspective of the new global society. The story of the flood is talking about a big flood that God brought down to the world with the goal of deleting everything that happened up to that point on earth. He wanted to start everything from the beginning. He did it because, as it's written, God saw that there were many people on earth and all their thoughts were only bad all day long. In other words, the reason why he did this was because he sees that man's thoughts are bad all day, throughout the day. And that's a good enough reason from his perspective to delete everything and start over. So why does God react so excessively to people? He created us and now he wants to delete us and start over. God is nature. In Gematria, nature, and that's how it's accepted, it's the same force. And this is a system of forces under a single force, one thought. And this system is managing all of reality, the upper reality that is still not felt by our senses, and the lower system, what we feel and see here now slightly in our world, in our reality, we don't discover where the forces are coming that are managing us. What will I think in another second? What will I want in another second? What will happen in the world? What reactions will there be? Systems we don't know. What will happen and with this as a result of this, we don't know. Therefore, we're making so many mistakes because we can't see what causes everything. We're very limited. Truly like little puppies that haven't opened their eyes yet. That's how we are in our world. We're wandering around and seeing the results. But despite that, we like to think, that we have abilities in us to manage the world. And even millions of years ago, when we came off the trees, and we began to be human beings, we started to develop in us an egoistic ego that each of us started wanting to be bigger than the other. And in that, we started being different from the plant world, from the special plant world called humans. That's what it's called. There's no justification. But let's say, because if we take ourselves, the animal kingdom, if we take ourselves compared to the animal kingdom, we're less organized, we suffer more. It's hard to find something to compliment us about. And it turns out that that actually from the beginning, the person who began differentiating himself from animals started corrupting himself and his environment. When we're in a general, integral, complete system, we're also learning and we know these systems. We know what these systems are capable of suffering and what they can't suffer. It's in everything, like in an airplane, in a ship, any system, you can bend it a bit, but the minute you go past a certain calculation, the system goes into breakage. And this is what happened here. That people began to behave. They still didn't have a physical ability to block the river and dry the lands and pull out trees and do all the things that we've been doing on the planet, but only in thought, that they began to think not so well compared to the animals that were there before. In the first ego that began developing in them and began to think bad of others, how to take advantage of one another, already in that they were ruining the balance between them and nature. Even then it was very gentle. They started violating the balance between them and nature until it reached the flood, until it reached a state where the world apparently had to be renewed. That this renewal it brought like a new world, like a new condition, the new condition that of the connection between us and nature. That the connection is not so strong as it was at the previous degree. Okay. I'll explain myself. Animals, inanimate, animate, vegetative, animate, are not connected to nature. They're in nature. It's as if they are in the womb. Nature includes them, and what they do completely according to the instructions of nature. They react exactly according to what nature needs. They themselves are part of nature, part of God. Inanimate, vegetative, animate. But because they don't have free choice, because they don't have the ego that differentiates them from the upper force that's called nature, God, the moment that this force in man came up, man started being far, being distant from nature, and began violating the laws of balance, that each thought, even thought and thoughts and desires that began to be slightly other than God, than nature, they had to do some kind of correction to complete, to get back on track. They had to correct the deviation, even though I'm opposite the nature, even though I feel like doing something that that's not in agreement with the general nature, that he still feels like he feels himself. I'm still making an effort on myself, and I'm maintaining being connected to the general nature. What do you mean if I feel like doing something that's opposite to nature? That was the point. That was the... Let's say now I want to break a tree. I just feel like it. That's called evil inclination. I feel like it. I want to make something that I really don't need. actually. It's not necessary for my existence. So I'm going for it. Instead of thinking that actually nature is complete and that if I take something from it, I'm just taking to complete something, to complete it even more. A person has to, in all his thoughts and desires, despite his evil inclination that started growing in him, his ego that's pushing him to all kinds of acts and thoughts and desires, to be free and to what he feels like doing and think what I feel like doing and want what I want, he has to always, he always had to verify himself with the general nature, as if he had stayed at the animate level, but he's a person. But even though he already has evil inclination, he would raise himself from the level of monkey, from animal, to the degree of man in a nice way, gradual, constant progression. The ego is growing, but a person would correct it. So at the same time, he would be glued to nature. He's not using his ego. He's above his ego. He overcomes it. And in that, he's growing. The ego is growing, and the person in him, the human part of him, is growing. What happens then? Then he is more and more glued to nature, despite his ego. He's more and more glued to God. He's more and more getting into nature and starting to understand the feelings, the desires, the plans, the connections, the inner system in nature. He goes in with his bad brain and emotions that he's not using in a bad way. He's overcoming it, his feelings and his brain, this system growing in him. And through this, he's actually getting into nature in a more, he's more glued to nature because inanimate, vegetative, animate, they work with nature in an instinctive manner. Nature activates them, and this is how they act, and this is how they live, without asking. A person with his evil inclination starts asking, I want this, I feel like this, this is like that. If he wouldn't use it, but rather on each desire and thought, he would do it tzimtzum. What does that mean? That he doesn't want to use it. First of all, I'm going to check, is this for the good of the general system? Am I not harming anything, anyone? Because my will to receive is working for the good of itself, and in a round system, this is always to the detriment of others. So through, by the fact that his will to receive is growing, he would take advantage of it in a manner that he should, that through it he would, it's as if he was different from nature, that this desire differentiates him, these thoughts differentiate him from nature, but he wouldn't use them to be different, but rather to get in closer, to understand nature, to get into nature, because he would be glued to nature despite his ego, and he didn't do that. That's what brought the flood, that's the sin. That's what brought the flood, yes. Let's stop, I want to get into this deeper. There's two elements. I understand that this creature that's different than animals, like you said, this person that is part belongs to the human part, that he does what he feels like he's doing. He doesn't take anything into consideration or anyone. He wants to take the tree down, he takes the tree down. Compared to all the other creatures, you say they always act from a feeling of the general system. They only take what they need for their existence. I only take what I need. A person violates this calculation. He takes from the general system what he needs to exist and does what he wants to beyond that. So this is expressed in two directions. One is toward natural resources, the sphere, the system that we all live in, and also towards other creatures, whether it's animals or humans or whatever. When you said at the beginning, you explained that what brought the flood was that they began to take advantage of one another, to be mean to one another without any, without caring. So if I understand, I have a creature, this creature, a human race at that time, brought on itself the flood because they're violating the balance in this single system toward other creatures and toward the entire system, yes? And then the flood came. Exactly. Not when it reached a certain peak, the flood came. So there's the element of taking advantage of inanimate, vegetative, animate, and also humans. And if it reaches a certain peak, this taking advantage, then nature can no longer sustain this imbalance. And has to begin, I'm continuing, yes? And has to begin relating to man in a different manner. It's a system. What does that mean in a different manner? That I'm conveying my sensitivity to people's acts to times 10 or times 100 less. In other words, what he does, I'm putting like a filter. And what he does, I'm reducing the importance of it by 100, let's say. I think we need an explanation. We were very sensitive to one another. We lived, we were in love, we were a couple, everything was, there was nothing in between us. One heart. Afterward, there were all kinds of events, and some shock happened in our relations, and we decided to distance. We don't need to distance or disconnect ourselves, but you have your life and I have my life. And there's something in common. We're not looking at being in one heart, but rather we're together in one apartment. Okay, it's a bit different. Yes, to put it lightly. In other words, we're reducing the standard of communication between us, the standard of influence on one another, the sensitivity from one to the other. That's what happened after the flood. What is the flood? It's nature passing, it's transferring its sensitivity from down to minus 10, minus times 10, not times 10, which is 10 times more sensitive, but rather less. And then a person says, do what you want. And then it's like it's saying to a person, do what you want. We'll deal with you at the end of all your acts. And since then, we've been doing what we want. We feel we can do whatever we want here. And that's actually the whole issue of the flood. So the peak of sensitivity. A person didn't get through the test of our evil inclination to right away start getting into adhesion with nature, to continue being glued to nature from his own side. Like the inanimate, vegetative animate, they're in adhesion with nature, with the upper force. Because this is how they're managed. They gave man additional brains and feelings to be independent so that he would use them in order to continue to be in adhesion with nature. To the extent that his brains and feelings, his foreign brains and feelings, meaning egoistic, is burning in him more and more. That he would know still how to take advantage of it for good. That through this good situation, if he attempted through this In order to be in adhesion with nature, with this new egoistic brains and feelings, he had to know the system of nature, to know nature in depth, everything that's happening, and to be truly more and more in charge, the person understanding, feeling, controlling. And the opposite happened. He started closing in inside his ego, and the world became dark. Because what do we have in this world? We run after all our desires and thoughts to somehow fill ourselves and die, and we don't achieve anything. So we lost something really great. If I understand the example you gave, it's like a child failing a test. He didn't understand what they taught in school this year, and they put him down a class, or he's deteriorating. They invested a lot in him, but there's nothing good coming back from you. There's no progress. We say you're not a smart kid. We're going to put you in another place with kids like you. Excuse me for the expression. But the calculation will come. It'll come. I understand that that will be later on in the discussion. The plan of nature is simple. You couldn't progress directly to good according to the good plan. The plan A didn't work, so we're switching to plan B for less developed people. Okay. But before we continue, I want to understand one thing. The flood is an ecological disaster. It's maybe the greatest blow in all of human existence. What's the connection between a blow from nature at this level, a flood that comes and deletes everything, and the relations between people? The verse also says that the situation that the flood invited is that God saw people in the land and their thoughts in their heart were bad all day. What's the connection between relations are based on people only thinking bad all day, to the fact that nature gives us a slap that deletes us altogether? Because what a person has above his animal level, that we need to grow in our brains. Let's put it in words that we'll understand. What's the connection between bad relations between people and the greatest blow in history, like the flood? In what way is a person more than an animal? In what? In what? In his wisdom? Yes. In his brain? Yes. Okay, so we are using this in the incorrect manner. How? In the opposite manner, as if it's for our own good. I deserve a brain that pushes me to all kinds of acts that apparently it's as if I'm profiting from it. And these acts are completely, I'm causing bad to my fellow man, because in the general system, it's impossible. In an integral system, it can't be that I'm doing something good for myself and won't do bad to others from that. Hang on. I have an urge to harm someone. No. Not even, I just want to do something good for myself. What does it mean that he's thinking bad all day? His inclinations of his heart, the desires that are being revealed in the heart, their goal is to take advantage of everyone. Why does this invite such a terrible natural blow to me? We're in a sphere around integral general sphere. I suddenly show you, I have $100 here. You're asking me from where? Why from where? I have $100. It's clear to you that where it comes from. If there's in one place, it's not in the other place. because nature is round. It's a ball inside the ball. Therefore, it's impossible that I would do something good for myself that won't be on the account of something bad for someone else. It's like the zero-sum game. Yes, okay. So you did something like this. So what's happening is that the general nature is awakening in us each time urges to steal $100 more and more and more. And it's always on account of something at the inanimate, vegetative, animate level, tearing down trees. It's always to do something, either for people, it doesn't matter for who. It's always like that. It can't be any other way. And then, so why at the end do we have a blow from nature? Because I am violating my connection with nature. If I reach bad usage of these degrees, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human, I made some bad accounting with all of them that I want to take advantage of them. Nature can't stand it anymore. Like the general integral nature, it automatically restores itself to balance. And then the flood comes, as it says, and it's an upgrade inside the system. And from then on, with this new software, we say to a person, you can use your ego however you want to. Because the first plan was, as we spoke, was that a person is evil from his birth, he has bad thoughts all day, that we're always advancing to complete ourselves with nature, to maintain the connection, maintain the balance, like all four levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, living, then we would develop our egoistic mind, just the opposite, toward bestowal, toward expansion, toward good to everyone. So a person would go into this entire system, what inanimate, vegetative, animate, it couldn't achieve through the brain and heart that we're receiving now from the evil inclination. We could go into nature, toward it, into its computer, into its goals. We would be able to acquire brain and feelings, the divine brain and feelings, and this didn't happen. We could have done it smoothly, go on to continue our development. There's a lot of questions here. Why didn't it happen anyhow? If we really should have broke. We really needed to go through the flood. Because if we would have continued in this manner, then we would only come as more sophisticated animals, but not humans. A human has to disconnect from nature. And throughout our entire 6,000 years of suffering, we've been looking for how to have a good relationship with nature and return to it. When you explained it, it's clear right now that each person and all our bad thoughts of man is actually how I take advantage of resources. It can be natural resources and it can be human resources. How I take advantage, it's good to know what happened before the flood, to know now that we're at the completion of this whole process, how we need to return to that same point. And so suddenly it's as if God gave us some exercise that will always be like that. Whenever we use something, we'll have something missing. I need to find the right equation, how to use properly without anyone missing anything. And this precisely brings us to a state where we begin out of lack of choice. We have no choice. We're in the blow of flood, but it's ongoing. It's coming down to us in a very systematic, dainty way to help us recognize how we violated all the conditions, what's in our brain and heart, how do we need to connect? There weren't those people and all that technology. How do we, with all our inner urges and external desires, what we built, how can we now advance toward balance? Because we don't have a choice. And then we understand that we are disconnected, that we have the ability to see all these things from the side, from afar, not to just fix apart our deviation each time a tiny bit, but rather from the opposite side to start advancing. That brings us an ability to receive all the depth of the system and all our thoughts and desires. I want to go back to here and now. We found some information from the University of Tel Aviv. It's very interesting. When you look through the last years, natural disasters were always there in our world and caused as a result of natural causes, but we see that throughout the last three decades, there's a significant increase in natural disasters and their force. There was a tornado yesterday in America. And it was a very interesting fact when I read it, and especially floods, especially the subject of floods and all kinds of cyclone storms, less earthquakes. Earthquakes sort of maintain some kind of line. For example, the number of floods in 2005 was 57% more than the number of floods the year before. There's some process here. It's really growing. If we look at history, 30 years is nothing. And in the last 30 years, suddenly there's this great outbreak of floods. And we look at reality, we can't not ask ourselves, what's happening here now? What is actually nature trying to signal to us, to hint to us about this period that we're living in now here? I don't relate imbalance with nature to these blows that are only at the still level at the in the meantime. It's the land, it's a tornado. Floods. These are small things. I'm more afraid of blows, also not at the flora level, but rather at the epidemics, viruses, the extinction of bees, from those blows that from today to tomorrow, we could starve, really. We could really die. That's more concerning because here and there we're going through some disasters and when it will happen, but the blows at the degrees of the human level, they're faster. Still level, it always takes more time than with the flora and the animal level. And we can really see these blows coming. There's no doubt that it all comes from only from our imbalance, because we're at the human degree, and to the extent that the degrees are higher, they influence the lower degrees more. In the meantime, we see it more at the still level. So what's nature trying to hint to us? It's not that nature wants to or doesn't want to. We're talking as if we're relating to nature, some brains and feelings. We can say it like that because, of course, at our level, we have brains and feelings toward nature. Of course, it's clear that people
אבל
It's a reaction from the system. It's a systematic reaction that everything we build in our computers, technology, mechanics, it doesn't matter what you do, it's if you violate the balance at some point, and it's felt in the entire system, and then according to its attribute, according to its plan, according to its goal, its final goal that it has to reach, in accordance with that, you'll have a reaction. What's the wonder? So what does the system have to carry out? It has to restore itself to balance. That's what it's striving toward, the system of nature? Yes, always. We see it according to the laws of the universe that we've been watching, the atom. We see the same laws, the balance, balance, balance. So when there's a natural disaster, what do we need to learn from it? That there's such an imbalance that it's reaching a blow, a certain kind of balance or something general, abstract. Say Sandy came to New York, or a few years ago there was a tsunami and hundreds of thousands of people. So what is there something very specific for a certain region? No. No, I don't want to get into that. It's a general message. Of course, there's something to learn from that, where it goes through and why and when and what people. There's no randomness, but it's too complicating. What is for us? What can we learn when a natural disaster comes? That if we continue being out of balance, and especially in our time, precisely in our time, that we've reached a state where the world has become round. Nature is starting to show us the integralness, the interdependent, deep connection, general. In this case that we're in, if we violate the balance between all the parts, then of course we're inviting blows on ourselves, disasters. All our acts, that nature is restoring itself to balance. It's possible that the planet Earth is going to, if not Earth itself, then it's plus and minus, the polars. It might turn upside down. Look what things were causing. If the entire point of universe is to reach calmness and balance from the first outbreak, from the big break, from the Big Bang, and even though it's expanding and full, actually everything is going to calm down. Everything is going to reach some static point. What was there at the beginning with the Earth and all the other stars and the sun, until it got into balance, until the Earth cooled off and got forms of life, etc., it all reaches balance. So if all of nature and all of the universe and all its power is attracted to balance, we are the opposite. Human society is the opposite. It's attracted to imbalance. The more it advances, if you can call it advancing, the more it develops. Also, in its ego. So the trends are opposite. And then it needs to reach some solution. Now we're in a situation where nature is starting to reveal itself as round. It's clear to us already. And people do not want to get into that circle. And that's why we're in danger. Now, what can happen?
פתרונות.
There can be a few solutions. Can I talk about one of the solutions that are accepted today? First of all, there's agreement today in scientific circles that the activity of humanity is dramatically changing the atmosphere and the climate. So today, one of the subjects that everyone's talking about and dealing with in the world is sustainability, the ability to continue carrying on a process or a situation for a long time, and the idea of development, the needs of the current generation without harming future generations. There's an attempt to see how to use more in a more considerate, logical manner with the resources. Is this subject similar? Is this one of the solutions you see as a solution? No. Let's say from today to tomorrow, we could limit ourselves and use nature in a good way and only take from it what we truly need for life and not violate any physical law. Would we succeed? No. Because our brain and our heart has developed to a state. In the meantime, it's developed, it's gotten to a place where we need to penetrate nature to know the entire depth of its computer, its plans, its attributes, its software, and we need to use it. Until we don't know it, we won't be able to restore ourselves to balance. On what does it depend? It depends on our being awareness of the depth of nature. How do we reach this awareness? Well, we don't achieve by maintaining nature. You're saying, from the beginning of the show, we spoke about how we treat natural resources as humans, which is what Nietzsche said now, and then we have the relations between us humans. Where's the key to getting into the depth of this system of nature, like you said, into this general computer? You said, if we start maintaining natural resources and don't harm anything and we develop sustainability and all that, that won't stop this deterioration. And of course, it won't bring us into this high place that we're meant to reach. Like these scientists, only on the condition that through the integral education we will begin to develop the attitude between us, who's us? All of humans, between people, okay, that will be equal, that will be integral, that will be according to the laws of nature, that also have to be accepted between us. And then, when we begin to build such a society, we will understand through building it what these new laws are of the integral society, balanced in connection, in love thy neighbor as thyself, in friendship, in mutuality. And in that way, we will begin to recognize how nature is built inside its inner computer. And then we will be able to gradually make ourselves be in accordance with that system. Without the integral education that we're building, we're the people that understand what we want to do, humanity will not be able to find its way. By the way, when you explained at the beginning the flood, you said a person, I said in my words, translated what you said, a person does what he wants, he doesn't care, he does toward nature, toward people, his thoughts are bad all day towards everyone without taking anyone into consideration. That was before the flood and it brought the flood. Why? Because he wanted to instinctively, like once upon a time, you could use all his urges, but they were urges at the creature level. He wanted to continue using them at the degree of human. Up until here, I'm an animal. And so I'm using whatever I want because I can't make a mistake. An animal doesn't make a mistake. You see how they look. A dog looks for some plant that he feels will be good for his stomach problem or whatever. And he won't eat something bad. He'll only eat something bad. How they check if the water is good for drinking or not, the animal feels it right away. So up until here, I was an animal, and I used nature in an instinctive, correct manner. Now I received an additional desire above the creature, and I want to continue using nature in the instinctive manner. I feel like it. That's it, without thinking. And they say, no. Now you have to use your brain, you have to use your feelings, you have to learn how to use these urges, these additional urges. Now, what do you need for that? To know nature. In your heart and your brain, and you're saying that to know that it's by improving the relations between humans and not by maintaining nature itself, because there's no way to check nature. I don't get it. When you said to know nature, do I need to know the external nature or my nature? These are good questions. One by one. Let's understand the principle. My brain and feelings grew. That has nothing to do. I can make a mistake. I can either use it for the benefit of the general system, which includes me as well at the end of the day, or for the detriment of the general system, which also includes me. How will I know how to use correctly? Which is actually what we're dealing with today, especially today. How will I know? I can only know this through the relations, the correct relations between people. The moment that I want to use my human brains and feelings, that evil inclination that I want to succeed more than the animal level, where, first of all, is it felt in relations between people? So I need these relations, I need to bring them back to the correct state, to see to what extent I need to develop and to think how much I want to take advantage of others and how much now I need to correct my evil inclination, the evil in myself towards my fellow man, so that I'll stay with them as brothers in one man and one heart, as one brain. And from this laboratory that I'm building with the people close to me, with my tribe, with a few people around me, from there, if I maintain this nice, correct connection between us, then we know how to be friends with all of nature. We acquire human brains and feelings, human, the correct ones. And if we would advance like this more, the next day I would have more brains and bad feelings, and then the relations between us, one man with one heart, friends, mutual responsibility, because everyone outside me also has the same problem, these egoistic urges, yes. And then together in our relations between us, let's say we have a minyan of 10 people, and this is how we correct ourselves day by day. And then we begin in the connection between us, we begin discovering what's happening in nature, what we didn't discover previously. And what we're discovering the degree of godliness, of thought, of feeling that there is in nature. We're discovering not at inanimate, animate, vegetative, human levels, the materialistic part of this world. We discover we're not developing in anything more than some tribe, primitive tribe. We don't need that. We're only developing in our mind and feelings. We're starting to feel in the depth of nature what's happening there, what thoughts, what desires, what forces are operating on all of reality. This is what we're concluding. This is what we're attaining. This is called attaining divinity. What are the natural disasters? What disasters? Tsunamis. No, we know all the internal forces. We're discovering them. We're using them to balance everything. Just the opposite. What is written that happened before the flood? What sun? What moon? Everyone was in friendship. What happened with the flood and after the flood? Okay, but then the world was virgin. Today, you go out to the beach, there's a danger that you'll get a disease from some bottle that someone broke the day before. He's saying, from your picture, I'm seeing that our challenge is at the human level. We'll learn how to treat each other well, and all of a sudden, nature, there won't be a tsunami. We'll reveal nature at the height of abundance. But we already ruined the world. Hang on. We are in a system, in an integral system, where if you will now do, if you do a checkup, an accounting, how can you clean what you did? The whole ocean. They're telling about terrible things. I wasn't in the middle of the ocean, I only flew over it. But I see what's happening. With the trees and the Amazon forest, the pollution, this genetics and all this biotechnology. It's all impossible to correct. It's impossible. Especially if we blow up some more nuclear bombs, then 1,000 years from now, it's going to be such radiation, I don't know how people can be born even. We don't have a logical manner with our forces to restore the world to how it was, to the correct way, to balance somehow, to a clean state. It's impossible. What we can do, why is it like that? There's no going back. There's no going back. We need to understand that it's not a solution for me to block all my desires and thoughts and not use anything. You can and it's impossible. Continue doing what you do. Don't tell people that we need to not eat what we want and not drink what we want. No. Continue using biotechnology. Bring yourself those polluted fruits and vegetables and water with all your filters and air with all these masks. I don't care what. Continue. Because if you can't access people today and tell them that you need to limit yourselves from everything, it won't happen. Nobody will be able to hear it. And it's true. From the side of nature, you can only fight at the level of the brain and feelings. just like that time, this entire disaster, from a mechanical, technological view, that you reached this point where you ruined everything and you're in danger of being, of the human species being extinguished. It's so that you'll understand that the correction is not there. The correction is like we had to do back then before the flood to understand nature's brains and feelings, its goals, and to identify with it in a mental and emotional way, not through your acts. And then what kind of world will we live in? Not us, our kids. No, we as well. And then you will see to what extent all these things suddenly start being corrected, and the world starts becoming clean. You'll discover all kinds of phenomena that suddenly all the bad and all the garbage and pollution and everything that you did suddenly will start to get some type of correction and goes into nature, uses it and corrects it. And to make a long story short, everything can be used. Everything bad can be returned to good. I'm remembering an article that I read a year ago that they discovered some bug that eats plastic. You're saying in the system of nature, you can discover things that we can't imagine that they would happen, but nature has surprises for us, and it's not our problem, because from the flood to today, where we're advancing through our evil inclination, we're only living in this bad. We left the balance of nature, our balance with nature, like before the flood. We need to return to that plan. The plan is just to understand in our emotions and brain the depth of nature, because we humans live above the level of animals in our hearts and minds. And we can only upgrade our hearts and minds at the highest point, which is the relations between us. And then afterward, the results of this will be a change in our how we treat all the levels. Like if you succeed there, you succeed. You can succeed anywhere. We spoke a lot about nature and ecology. Nature is made up of two opposites. On the one hand, it's perfect and beautiful. And on the other hand, when it gives a blow, it's the strongest, most powerful thing. Why are these two things, the beauty and the pain, are in this single thing of nature? That it's to show us that nature doesn't differentiate between people, whether he's using it right or wrong. From nature's side, there's no right or wrong. Nature, from nature's side, everything is just perfect in completion. If you violate it, the way you violated it, with the deviation, that's what you'll feel. And this feeling that you feel the deviation in is not to punish you, but rather to show you where you're making a mistake, to correct you. It's like if I put a hand into the fire. If I wouldn't feel fire, then my hand would also burn. A blow isn't a blow. It's a good thing that I feel this blow. You go to the beach, you see the perfect sight that gives you such calmness. You see the waves running up to the shore, etc. And that day you go home and you see a tsunami. What is that? You violated those laws. You put into the balance some element that is bringing a lack of balance. You mean nature has two faces? No. No. Just the opposite. All the things that come, they come even though it doesn't treat one person directly and another. Don't worry. Everything is only happening to bring us toward correction. All of nature exists to bring a person back to understanding the general integral. That's what the integral world is advancing us toward in a convenient and pleasant way. Our time is up. We didn't even talk about Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark, tell us in one sentence, this symbol of Noah's Ark, is it something that saves us? Something we can build together, a group, a big group of people that together have decided that they are carrying out the balance between them, not toward nature, which is far off. And then through themselves, they start to develop and see how they can complete one another to be as one man with one heart. And then they sailed off to the new world. This is your vision for the Israeli society. We're all family, and even for the whole world. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. We'll sail toward the new world. It's between us. All the best, and so long.